This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here in Missouri, for now. The top of the Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us and talk about the topic we are currently discussing, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen on your phone while we are live, 712-770-9418, 712-770-9418, provided by Global Star. Thank you, Global Star. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, Gwyneth, I'm looking out of the studio window and it's snowing. And I'm thinking, you know, the cold is good to slow down the virus. And I've been thinking about the virus. I've been thinking about the GDP. I've been thinking about how they have not been thinking about the virus. And how they are going to kill themselves and a whole bunch of the rest of us through their carelessness and recklessness. And it makes me, I'm frosted. I'm absolutely frosted how stupid people are. I can't stand it. I guess it's like this. Well, if it gets really that bad, we'll just go out to eat. You know, we'll go to a restaurant, you know, instead of preparing. And it seems that Americans used to prepare, but we've gotten so fat, so dumb, so lazy, so stupid, so careless, so reckless, that we don't think it's necessary. Well, not we. They don't think it's necessary anymore. It's everywhere. Everywhere I go. I talked to a guy yesterday, Federal Express guy. I said, are you concerned about the virus? He goes, well, I've heard about it. I don't know much about it. Really? Here's a guy. I mean, what's he doing? What is he doing when he's not behind the steering wheel of that FedEx truck? Is he watching sports? Is he listening to sports? Is he playing video games? What is he doing where he's not aware of how serious this thing is? It boggles my mind. Class, so on Friday, Phil Hudock is hour number one. Hour number two is me, tips from my book, and I'm going to concentrate on things I think you need to know right now, about self-quarantine, about staying home, about what you need and why, and what you need to do to preserve what you have, make it last longer, and what you need to get right now. And so that's Friday. Gwyneth, what would you like to talk about today?
There's a couple of topics. One of them is the coronavirus here in Australia, because it's absolutely mind-blowing. You're absolutely right. You know, I went out yesterday. That's Wednesday for us. We've already had our Wednesday, okay? So it's now Thursday morning for us, because this is Australia. And it's just after 2 a.m. in the morning. And I had to do my grocery shopping yesterday. And the Holy Spirit and I know I emailed you earlier, the Holy Spirit and I have conversations, okay? Now, this is, I am a Christian, and anyone who's really a Christian, I believe that they have to talk to God, and that if they sit themselves at peace, you know, quiet, then they will hear God's voice speaking to them back. And it probably won't be loud, and it probably won't be audible, but they, it will usually just be a deep knowing on the inside of them of what they should do. But it describes this in the Bible. It says in the Bible, whether you turn to the right or turn to the left, a voice inside, your ears will hear a voice. That means your inner ears usually will hear a voice inside you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sure.
That's the Holy Spirit's voice. And every Christian on the earth is familiar with that. And if you're not, then you need to ask God for the ability to be able to hear his voice. Well, I had his voice. I was praying Tuesday night, actually, because I was in need of some female rabbits. I had one female rabbit and she died, okay? So, you know, that, you know, I needed more female rabbits. So I went on to a particular website and I searched, which is, you know, classified, and I searched for female rabbits. And lo and behold, there was some for sale in a particular town, which is not very far from us. And what happened was the Holy Spirit said, there's your rabbits. And so I rang the guy up, although it was quite late. He spoke with me and he said, yeah, sure, I'll sell the rabbits to you. The thing is that this particular town was in the exact opposite direction to the direction I normally go to do my supermarket shopping, which is Bendigo. So this town was in the opposite direction to Bendigo, and so the Holy Spirit said, yeah, you might want to not go into Bendigo tomorrow because, you know, coronavirus. I went, all right. And so I, you know, said, anyway, the rabbits are in this other direction, so you go to this other town and, you know, go to this other town and which is near this other little place. And then, you know, you can do your supermarket shopping in this town and then come back and then get your rabbits and then go home. And I said, yeah, that sounds good to me. And so anyway, I was in this bigger town, you know, that was sort of next to the little town that I needed to get the rabbits in. And what happened is when I was in this bigger town, I overheard some people talking. And, you know, I would like to share some information, Vincent. I know I've emailed you this information earlier. Would you mind me sharing that information on air?
Sure, go ahead.
About the coronavirus?
Go ahead, please. Please go ahead.
Because I really think it needs to be shared. Now, I should point out, it's not my intention to create panic here, okay? But people need to be aware of what's going on. They don't need to panic, and they need to be aware that the following information is hearsay. It's an overheard conversation, and you are responsible for what you do with this information. But there might just be somebody listening who comes from Bendigo, and they need to be really aware of this information. I overheard a conversation while I was in this other town, and which is in the opposite direction to Bendigo. And there was a couple of people speaking with each other, and they were talking about how there were two coronavirus cases in a local Bendigo school. And that the authorities were basically doing everything they could to cover it up. The local news media was fully aware of the fact that there were, and apparently it was two Chinese girls who had spent their holidays in Wuhan and had come back to school in Bendigo and begun their new school year in Bendigo, and they had the coronavirus at a particular school in Bendigo. I don't know what school, okay? I don't know what school. This was an overheard conversation. But these two people were, one person and the other person was, listening and it was a conversation. They were worried that nobody seemed to be paying attention, that the news media was not paying attention, that the authorities seem to be very, very keen that this information not get out there, or making that information get out there, okay? Because I happen to be next to these people, and I don't think that it was an accident that I was next to these people, okay? But somewhere in Bendigo, at some particular school in Bendigo, I don't know what school, but there are two Chinese students who have come back from Wuhan over the holidays, and they've had the coronavirus. And they have been attending school in Bendigo. I think that that's a national interest matter. I think that's a matter of national interest, And I think that it's not an accident that I overheard it, but it was ordained by the Holy Spirit, and that he means the information to get out there, and I'm the vehicle by that information getting out there. Okay? If you have students, if you are at school in Bendigo, or if you have students in Bendigo at school in Victoria, Australia, you need to pay attention to this information and you need to make up your mind what you're going to do about it. I can't tell you what to do, but if you are in Bendigo, you need to make up your mind now what you're going to do with this information, because if it's in a school in Bendigo, this thing's highly contagious. It's where one person can infect hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And you can absolutely guarantee that within 2 weeks, given the fact that nobody has been paying attention to the situation, that disease is going to be all through Bendigo. And there's going to be pandemonium and chaos all through this city of about 120,000 people. Okay? Now, you need to do with that information whatever you feel you need to do with it. Personally, I'm thanking the living God that I did not go to Bendigo yesterday, that I had the insight to listen to the Holy Spirit when he said, no, don't go to Bendigo, go to this other town. Okay? Now, like I said, I don't want anyone to panic. I just want people to pay attention. Does that make sense, Vincent?
That absolutely does. And if you think about it, class, China has quietly become the world's pharmacy. And I'm talking about birth control pills, antibiotics, vitamins, supplements. And where are the Chinese manufacturers going to be ordered to deliver those supplies? Do you think, let's send them to the United States or Australia or Europe? Or do you think they're going to take care of their own first? Think about that. Gwyneth Isaacs and I will be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. We're talking about the coronavirus. Gwyneth, I had a chance to talk to a representative from a very large hospital. And in one of their precision medicine departments, one that would deal with the coronavirus in the United States. And I asked this person, so what are you guys doing for protocol? You know, because if you guys are going to be treating people with, that could be infected, how do you prevent other people who have their regular checkups and their regular visits and their emergency visits from becoming infected? What are you doing? Well, that information would not be released, but they have in place a new protocol for segregating patients. So, class, if you think it hasn't been discussed in the United States at the highest levels of hospitals, that's not true. It has. There is a tremendous concern about the coronavirus and respiratory viruses here in the United States. There was a cruise ship that from Miami, 6,100 people on board, and it left Miami and went to Jamaica. and it was turned away. Can't dock here. So it traveled onward toward the Cayman Islands, where it is right now. And they said, no, you aren't coming here either. So here we have a cruise ship with 6,100 people. 6,100 stupid people. You've got 4,500 passengers. 1,600 crew. Now, why would anybody in his or her right mind get on a cruise ship with what's happening today? Why? Nobody would, right? None of us would. But 6,100 people did. Now, why is that? Is that because they said, well, look, you know, we've had these tickets for a long time. We're not going to throw away these tickets. So we're going to hop on this cruise ship. Now they are prisoners on the cruise ship because Jamaica wouldn't accept them. They were going to Jamaica from Miami. It left the 23rd of February. Now, the 23rd, do you think that just a few days ago, February 23rd, we're only talking 3 days. 3 days. Do you think that people wouldn't know that there's a such thing as a coronavirus and people have been in lockdown on cruise ships already? Do you think that it's impossible that they would know this? But yet they got on it anyway. And now they're trapped. And that's when I talk about the GDP, that's like the billboard example of the GDP. People with more money to spend than sense to have to spend it. And now they're trapped.
That's absolutely the height of stupidity, Vincent.
I'm starting to use that word more and more and more. And it's not something that, you know, was a common word when I was growing up in our household. It just wasn't used. But it is about as descriptive as I can think of. The number of countries that have the coronavirus is staggering. Canada, the United States, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Belgium, Sweden, Finland, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Lebanon, Israel, Croatia, Italy, Algeria, Kuwait, Egypt, Afghanistan, Russia, South Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Macau, Philippines, Vietnam, of course Australia, Singapore, Thailand, Sri Lanka. What comes from Sri Lanka? Oh, I don't know. What are you wearing? That probably comes from Sri Lanka. The world is becoming peppered.
I love my cup of tea.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The world is becoming peppered with infections. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump preparing to address the nation later today. He says he'll be discussing the coronavirus outbreak during a news conference at 6 p.m. Eastern. He'll be joined by officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The president making the announcement on Twitter after earlier attacking the media for panicking the markets through their coverage of the virus. Democrats at last night's presidential primary debate in South Carolina clashed on a number of issues, but they seemed to agree when it came to gun control. Getting fired up about it was candidate Joe Biden, who said he'll take on the NRA.
And gun manufacturers, I'm going to take you on, and I'm going to beat you. I'm the only one who's done it.
Five-time tennis Grand Slam champion Maria Sharapova is retiring. The 32-year-old saying that she will miss the sport and everything that comes with it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Class, Italy now has 322 confirmed cases of coronavirus. And that's one piece of news. Indonesia has been evacuating about 1,800 crew members from the World Dream cruise ship in Hong Kong, where they've been stuck since February 9th. because of the coronavirus infection. The staff will be taken to an abandoned island hospital where they could be quarantined for another 28 days. So how would you like to hop onto a cruise ship, with thousands of people you don't know, and from where you don't know, and be stuck for a month, and then be taken to an abandoned island where a hospital is set up for another month? How would you like that? Now, did anybody put a gun to these people's heads and say, you will get on that ship or you're going to die? We're going to kill you if you don't get on? I don't think that's the case. I think these people, with their own free will and an abundance of ignorance, got on those ships looking for a great time, a great way to waste natural resources, a great way to pollute the planet, a great way to be in blissful ignorance and have fun. And they did this to themselves. Do I have any pity for them? Of course not. Of course not. Why would I? And then what about all the people who are put in harm's way to come rescue these bozos? That's the travesty. People who had nothing to do with it have to put themselves in harm's way to rescue them because of their blissful ignorance and their boundless stupidity. Gwyneth, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I think that if anyone thinks that this is not serious, that they need to take these things into account, what I'm about to say, okay? There is a video online. It's at a website called band.video, okay? Band.video is owned by the InfoWars show, the Alex Jones show, okay? They set up this site because they can't post to YouTube anymore because the people who think they run the show happen to hate Alex Jones because he tells the truth. He posted a video on his site, band.video, which was apartment buildings in Wuhan that at night. And the people are standing on their balconies of their apartments in Wuhan, and they are crying out, and they are hollering. And there's only one other time in my whole life that I've heard crying and hollering like this from these apartment buildings in Wuhan. And that is somebody reportedly a number of years ago dug a 40,000 foot deep well in Russia and put a microphone down it looking for oil, because that's how you find oil, is you listen to the fractures in the earth's crust, because that's where you're going to find oil. And I heard the cries of the damned in hell. And it's quite a famous recording. That's the only other time that I've heard anything like the cries of these people who've been welded into their apartment buildings in Wuhan. And if you think that if you live in an apartment building in a city, anywhere in the world, whether that's Italy, Austria, Australia, the United States, anywhere, you must have rocks in your head. Okay? Cruise ships are apartment buildings that float. Okay? And like I say, nobody held a gun to these people's heads. You must get on that cruise ship. You know, if you have got an apartment building right now that you live in, if you've got an apartment in any metropolitan area anywhere in the world, You need to leave that apartment building now, and you need to go to a rural area and start living there. Probably you won't have a farm. I hope you do have a farm. Otherwise, you'll be camping on public land. But even camping on public land is preferable to what is about to occur in every metropolis on Earth, because those apartment buildings are going to become big, long, tall concentration camps very, very, very soon. Within a matter of 1 to 3 weeks, you are going to see this all over the world, apartment buildings getting locked down and quarantined. And the thing about apartment buildings is most people who live in apartment buildings have zero resources. They don't even have 1 week's supply of food in the cupboard. Because mostly they go out and they eat every single day. They find a restaurant and they go and they feed at the trough of the restaurant. Sometimes literally, if it's the small restored restaurant. The stupidity of humanity is absolutely mind-blowing. If you have rural land and you live in a urban or suburban area anywhere in the world, you need to go to your rural land now and you need to start living there. Even if you don't have a house on it, buy a tent. Buy a tent. You know, go down to your local camping store. Even if it's a $200 tent. If you can't afford a $200, $300, or $400 tent, I don't even know what to say to you. Okay? And I mean, I'm in really, really basic circumstances here. Okay? I'm basically living on government payments. And my check came in today, and I got a friend to help me with transport into my local small country town, and I went to the supermarket, and I bought $364 worth of groceries, staples, porridge oats, wheat biscuits, milk powder, cheese, bean mix for making soups. Butter, peanut butter, this sort of thing. Rice, pasta, stock powder. These sorts of basic staples. Were we completely out of these things? No, we weren't. You know, the thing is, I'm stacking my cupboards. Okay? And, you know, it's something where I know that there is something very, very bad happening. My gut tells me that, but as well as that, when I was at the University of Melbourne many, many years ago, I studied virology and epidemiology at the University of Melbourne, which is an Ivy League university. That wasn't my major. My major was in environmental science and geography. But virology and epidemiology is a part of environmental science, and so I studied it. And many of the people who were in the virology and epidemiology class with me went on to become virologists and epidemiologists. And they are now the ones making the decisions regarding this virus in Australia. And I received the same information in my university course that they received. And I'm telling you that this is the nightmare scenario that we were all taught about in our second year degree course, in the second year of our degree course, which is pretty basic fundamental level, okay? But this, what we are seeing now with this Wuhan virus, I challenge any epidemiologist to look me in the eye and say, this is not a nightmare scenario. It's all fine. Go back to sleep. Go on. And I will laugh in their face and I will say, what the heck are you smoking? You know? This is it. This is the nightmare scenario. And everybody knows it. You look at these long-term food storage companies, and every single one of them is sold out. The governments and the big corporations went in there and bought up their supplies, and there's only one that still has supplies, and that is MyPatriotSupply.com. That's the only bulk long-term food storage company who still has supplies available to be shipped to the public, and they have a 3 or 4 week waiting period, but they have the supplies, you know, but they won't have them for very long. You go to Italy, and the people there have stripped out the shelves of their supermarkets. There's nothing in the supermarkets in Italy at the moment. The people went in there, the penny dropped. I don't know what it was that made the penny drop with the Italians, but the penny dropped, and they went in all, you know, as some sort of hive mind on a particular day about 24 or 48 hours ago, and they just stripped the place bare. Supermarket, just, they were full. They just stripped them. And there's videos of them doing it on Facebook and YouTube. You know, this is coming. I'm standing on the city wall, and I'm saying, you need to, hello, is anybody out there? This is bad. You need to go in, you need to take whatever money you have. You need, you know, if you've got bills that are owing, maybe just put off the bills for a little bit and fill up your cupboards. Okay? Fill up your cupboards with as much food as will fit in there. Just go and do it. You know? Because that food is going to keep you for when there's a situation where you can't get into town.
Gwyneth, hold that thought.
Does that make
David,
sense?
Yes, it does. Hold that thought. David in Illinois, I see you've been holding for 9 minutes, 22 seconds. We'll be right with you right after the break. Thank you for your patience. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing clean energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David is joining us. Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing? I gotta say, I'll say one thing real quick. I am glad you said you don't have no tolerance. You don't have, no tolerance and no concern for them, because I thought it was just me. I do have
no,
none, zero.
No, I have to, David. I was thinking during the break about this. There are people who don't want me to say the kinds of things that I say. Well, I don't have any tolerance for them anymore. There are people who vote for the regime that wants to steal our hard-earned wherewithal. We can call it wealth. And I don't mean we're wealthy. But what I'm saying is everything that my four generations of the Finelli family have worked for, there are people who want to steal that. They're not my friends. And I consider them offensive. There are people who want to increase our taxes. I find them offensive. I don't want anything to do with them. And I will resist every way I can. There are people who have violated trusts with me. There are people who have made pledges to do things, and they have not fulfilled their pledges. They have violated agreements, oral contracts with me. I have to cut them out of my circle because I cannot trust them. If I can't trust them today, how am I going to trust them tomorrow when it gets worse? When they say, I think you were right. Things are really getting worse, and we're hungry.
Well,
that's where I am today. I'm sorry?
Thank you for echoing that for me, because people think I'm antisocial now, so. And you got to remember what caused me to do that is government politicians and feds that I've been around did this for years. So I've been telling people and they think I'm nuts. And I'm like, okay, fine. If it happens to you, I don't want to hear it. But what I was going to call about is I tried to call. I meant to bring this up Monday with the doctor, but we had an emergency right when you went off anyways with D. And I'm hoping this signs of something else that I hope it's not what it is. But anyways, the latest information that I got this morning, and I don't know if you got it. I've been doing my research. I don't know why people can't find this stuff. But I came out and admitted that this coronavirus is got the same capabilities as the SARS. Now, did you hear about the building where the SARS virus did actually go through some of the pipes and infect other people in the building? I thought that was a joke until I heard the doctor who was on there that actually helped discover that. And he said it did happen. The scientist. Now,
when you say pipes, are you talking about plumbing,
plumbing
air ducts?
The plumbing pipes.
You're talking about sewage pipes, potable water pipes? Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They came out this morning and said, yes, it is aerosol capable and they've already proved that it already has been going up into the upper layers of the apartment buildings through those pipes. I saved the download, the video, because my stuff seems to get deleted. I'm still on my dear old Pops' email, his list, so I get stuff, and when it's there, it's gone, like, real quick. The other thing that they were mentioning, which is people, and I was surprised about this actual individual that said there was nothing to worry about, that this is a common cold. My concern was about, like, life expectancy on surfaces. Now, this same scientist said they brought the virus back here to Minnesota. They've been testing it to see how long it'll stay on everything from metal, wood, cardboard boxes. Now, they've been doing this study. Now, if he would have had any positive results, this is what I take out of this. If he would have had positive results, he would have came out right then and said it only lasted for a short time. But he didn't say that at all. He said we're concerned and we're still studying this on every surface we can to see how long it'll stay there. And it's amazing because some of these people are saying, oh, it's nothing to worry about.
If you talk to a postal worker and ask, have you all been briefed on this? Oh, yeah. What do you think? You know, ask a kind of an open-ended question like that. Oh, just, you know, wash your hands and hand sanitize them. You know, it's good. It's good. No problem. That's what they believe. Now, what you're bringing up, David, is texture. What you're saying is that different materials have different texture, different nooks and crannies for the virus to hide, if you will. So cardboard has a different texture from glass. Glass is pretty smooth. And temperature has an effect. And this thing can stay alive for days. Days. So you can get a package and get it right from the package. David, did you want to hold through the break?
Yeah, I had another statement.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. And class, let me just say this. If you call into the broadcast, our engineer is very busy. He's multitasking. Just let it ring and ring and ring. It'll get answered automatically. You'll be put on hold. I will see you, and when he comes back and answers, I will be able to take your call. So just stay with us. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.